sponsor the Runs of America to it, what are they doing to deal with the issue?
It's a scandalous thing that people who are involved are absolutely not qualified. The Bayraklin should be well is a very old man. True, he published this 35 years ago, but he never did anything about Lamaisa. I happened to meet Rabbi Nachman in a chassidim before Rabbi Shammah, and I saw that he was very weak. And it became very obvious to me that what was printed in newspapers in his name, he clearly did not write. So I happened to bump into one of his sons in a Saracenate Shiva. And I said to him, you know, I met your father before Rosh Hashanah at the wedding, and we were friends in Yeshiva. He's a few years older than me. He's deep into his 90s. So I said, I saw your father. He didn't write those articles in the newspaper. So the son was stunned a little bit and paused for a few seconds. And then he said, that's true, but he checked them over before they were printed. So I said, your father is not in condition to write them. He's not in condition to approve anything either. I said, a good child would protect his father from being used by other people. They're using him over here. Now the other person who's involved in this is not a qualified individual. Look, an issue of Siddiq, you have to have special smicha for them. Shulchan Aruch, it says, just because a person has smicha, it's not about being a Siddiq, you have to have special smicha. Kosher Edeb, they did the Kiddushim. Now you have to have special smicha. The whole thing was a farce, it's ridiculous. What are the rabbis in America doing? We just had, on Thanksgiving weekend, we just had the OU conference, we condemned the biannual convention. So they had a session there about Agudas, and they didn't make a big sense about it, they just mentioned that none of the rabbis in America accept it. It's a scandal. It's unbelievable. It's a terrible parsha because these people who are telling all the women that they're allowed to be married, you know, just by a 15-minute conversation, they just speak to the woman, they don't ascertain any facts, they don't even make any phone calls, they just take the woman's word for it. It's unbelievable. You wouldn't do a hetamei rabbanim like that. You wouldn't make a hetamei rabbanim, which is only a cherem de rabbi negesh, we're not talking about a leisina. The whole thing is skindle. So they mentioned, none of the rabbis accept this. It's not a machloit. There's no chiluki days about it. Nobody accepts it. It's terrible.
Now, there's an issue with things that there's any room to be mikil about a gear between brothers and sisters and other relatives, despite what's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch there.
The Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayis, in Sanhedrin, I think, in Yad HaZok, he writes that it's improper because I'm the relatives that I don't have if it's someone else's wife, is approximately the same age as me. But if it's an older aunt, a brother and a sister, there's no Yetzirah over here. So the Rambam writes, strictly speaking, it's mutter because it's a kirbas, but it's not derech chiba. It's not a nisim deraisa. Of Vesikru who Magala said, but the Rambam's opinions of Vesikru is Nisa Derais, and the Rambam and Sikram Nisa disagrees, holds the Nisa Derabon. The Rambam says, in this case, it's not going to be a Nisa Derais. He says it's a Dava Maguna, and you're not allowed to do a Dava Maguna. So it depends on which circumstances. Sometimes it's not a Dava Maguna. Okay, a guy comes back, he learns in Eretz Yisrael, he comes from the doctor, and then he comes back to America, his sister didn't learn in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't learn in Eretz Yisrael. But she doesn't understand. The guy only used to give her a kiss before. Now he's not going to even let her touch him. You have to use your seichel a little bit. I remember years ago, there used to be a fellow in JSS. You know what that is? JSS is the division for the Yehudi Kodesh at Yehudi University for the Bali Tshuva and the Gerim. The guys who have weak background. So there was a fellow down in JSS. So he asked the Shai, but at that time Rabbi Willard taught in JSS. So he asked the Shai of Israeli, Rabbi Willard, what's the deal? Older aunt comes, the aunt is 34 years old, and then she comes, she gives Mahal, what she do? So Rabbi Willard said, look, it's Meguna, but she doesn't understand it, so under these circumstances, so the guy comes to me and he asks me, what do I say? He doesn't tell me, yes, Rabbi Willard. So I say, I told him the same thing, Rabbi. So he says, all right, that's what he asked, Rabbi Willard, tell him the same thing. You, why you rabbis, are all the same. That's what he said. He's going to ask the Moshe Panchna. Okay. He's going to ask the Moshe Panchna. This was 25 years ago. At that time, you can call up Rav Moshe on the telephone, any time they connect, come up and ask him a shot. So he calls Rav Moshe. Moshe didn't understand English, thinking he broke his teeth to say it in Hebrew. Moshe understood, so he says, Rav Moshe, he gets back to me 3 days later, he says, he called Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he said that he's speaking in Yiddish, Zaynish came back when he hung up the phone. He wants to know what is Zaynish came back in. Don't act like an idiot. Moshe said the same thing. Don't act like an idiot. Don't act like an idiot. People who understand this. fucking idiots. I don't know what that guy now lives in Google. And they are not broken. They are broke. He has 14 children. So it's a dead giveaway, not what it is. How many people live in Google and have 14 children? Thousands of people live in Google.
Normal people have to apply for a job.
They have to be mishtabel for something. If you got the job, you're not going to be mishtabel. They left me for a job. They forced me to pump. I remember when I became a rabbi in yeshiva, mamash, they forced me to pump. I didn't want to teach. I wanted to stay there so Rachik. She didn't want to leave. So Dr. Belkin insisted that my wife didn't want to. There. So Rachik insisted. So I said, yes, everything that I got. But normal people have to apply for a job. There's a chavis ishtablos. It's understood. It's not going to be normal. It's not going to be in Hashemai. You have to work it. So there is a chavis. Klal Yisrael has to be secure. And we have to protect our interests, whether in Poland, in America, in Eretz Yisrael. The religious Jews have to protect. So it's self-understood. You can't just doubt that. You have to doubt the also, but you have to have really prepared the Doron, the Tfilah, or the Muhammad. So you have to prepare for the Doron, you have to prepare for the Muhammad too. It didn't just do the Tfilah. So you have to have a Tzavra, you have to vote for the right guy in Congress in America. You have to vote in Poland, you have to vote in Eretz Yisrael for the right person, whoever the right person is. So then, like, you have a shayla in Bas HaBachalos. The Bas HaBachalos, yes, the one who knows Bas HaBachalos. If you have a shayla in Ruchas Gittin, you may have to ask someone else. No. Years ago, like the Chazon Ish, years ago, there was an Ish, I called this Ish, Akal Bo, the Nehru Yehudit. So he gave Roshans and Musar, and he paskened on Arachayim and Derodeyam, and Ezra Choshim, and Yashpik of Tera, and Koshim, and Paris, and Anzroi, and there's everything in the Nehru Yehudit, and Yushka Tzlach, has everything, Akal Bo, Akal Mikol. We live after the Industrial Revolution, so the guy who puts on the buttons over here doesn't put on the buttons over here, and the other guy makes this pack, and the other guy makes that pack, and he makes it on the field. So one guy screws in, there's screws over there. One guy puts in this wheel, the other wheel, the hood, the motor, everyone does something else. So the Chazon Ish writes, and the same as I'm learning in yeshiva. You have one guy, he's an Ashgiah, he gives Hashkoah. The other guy is the Paisik of the yeshiva world as he works out Yeshivas. And then the other ones give Shiurim. This one is a Mumche in Ashur Nezik, and this guy is a Mumche in Kotchen. And he's a Mumche in Zeroy. And then how often you have in America is very common. This one is a Mumche in Hilchos Shabbos, for instance. I love it, put out a sefer, so that's his expertise, maybe in Hilchos Shabbos. Maybe, let's say the Chazon Ish was known as a mumche, and Erevin and his brother, Amir Kairos, was known as a mumche in the Kvot. Rabbi Chaim Oizer, when he had a shayla, and both were not in Dumas, Rabbi Chaim Oizer, when Rabbi Mum from Paris had the shayla about the Erev before the Second World War, so he sent the shayla to the Chazon Ish, already lived in Bnei Brak. When he had a shayla about a mikveh, so he sent the shayla to Rabbi Meir Kairos to have to be in America. And the children was written at Broadway Central Hotel. All of our show. That's where I got married. It doesn't exist anymore. The whole hotel. So they changed it into a drug rehabilitation center. Nothing collapsed. So why did he send the Shah Al Erevin to the Chazon Ish and the Shah Al Mikra to the Bar Kochba? Because you know, he was a Mumcha on Erevin, and he was more of a Mumcha on that. So we have people who have an expertise. The Ash Parira is awesome. There's a chavis ishtablos clearly. You have to prepare yourself the doron and the chama. The tefillah, we can all figure out how to do it. But the doron and the chama, you have to know whom to vote for or whatever. Eitz is in line. You have to know. And eitz about a shidda. You have to know what type of girl to look for, what signs. Last night I came back to the hotel. I'm traveling on different shoes. I came back to the hotel, so a guy from America bumps into me. His wife passed away and he has two children that are being raised by his sister-in-law and his brother. So he tells me quickly, he's going after the girl. He's going to meet the girl soon in the hotel. The girl, he grusha pamayi. What do I think? He said, what do I think? I don't know who the girl is. I should tell him this, what do I think? Someone said, she said, grusha pamayi, there's nothing to discuss, forget it, even if she's the nicest girl in the world. So you need an eitz about those kind of things. I said, I don't know. Ask someone who knows better than me. Ask someone who knows the girl. And then, of course you have to give an eitz about a shirach. You have to give an eitz about whom to vote for. So this is also a shayla of halachah. How should a person be misnayed? That's a halachic shayla. But just because someone is an expert in Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Bas HaBachalos, Hilchos Mikvaos, Hilchos Erevin, doesn't mean he's going to know that. So you have to have an intelligent person who has ruach hatar, hashkafas hatar, to be able to paskin in that area. But to paskin in any area, you can't paskin if your eyes are closed. Let's say shayla, first have a shayla on a chicken if it's shayla or shayla. You can't pass the whole distance. You have to look at the chicken to see what it looks like. The person has a shayla on a mara. The chacham has to look at it. If it's colorblind, so you can't pass it on a mara. You have to look at it and you have to see what it looks like. So here also, a person is going to ask a shayla. Unless the chacham has roch hakodesh. Outside roch hakodesh. If he does not roch hakodesh, a chacham has to be intelligent. He has to have a roch hatorah. He has to have yiddish. He has to listen to the shayla. You have a shayla about politics. I have to know who this character is, who the other character is, what the matzav is. If you do this, what's going to happen? If you do that, it has to be bostil. He has to listen. So such a tachan faculty listens and understands what's going on. He reads newspapers. So that's called das tamid. He's your psak or a shidduch. I'm supposed to give the guy an etzer. How can I give him an etzer? Yeah, but you have to know a little more about it. So I can't give him an etzer if you understand what the shabbat is and you know what the family is. So of course there's such a thing as das tamid just means it's a shabbat halach and hilchas ishtablus, which there clearly is. A person has to prepare himself. The Torah will be machaba in addition to the tzibah. You have to do some ishtablus. And that's also a shabbat you have to ask tamid halacham. And there, with the different shulchan halach, there's nothing black and white. You have to be reading in between the lines. You have to know more gemaras. You have to have more of a, it's not enough to know the letter of the law. You have to know the spirit of the law. You have to know the spirit of a lot of laws. And you have to be able to read the text. But the person only knows what's going on because he reads the Bogen Journal, which are last week's news, fully translated into Yiddish. So how can he? He's not looking at the chicken, he's not looking at the marits. You can't ask him. You have to have a person who knows how to read the newspaper and in between the lines. He used to read sometimes the newspaper twice a day. He was a nervous person. He used to have the morning edition and the evening edition. And he used to read in between the lines and to analyze. I remember years ago, Rabbi Goldberg, the Chabad Lubavitcher, used to visit, and then he came to America to raise money. So he used to visit Rabbi Goldberg, and he used to speak about Israeli politics. And he said, uncanny. He said, couldn't believe it. How did Rabbi Goldberg, he lives here in America, how does he understand Durach and Durach? He understood through and through what this one stands for, all the Israeli politics. He read the newspaper, and he said, he's in the window. That's what he used to say. Father, Rabbi Goldberg said, Father taught me how to read in between the lines. You should be able to analyze not only Ashtikal and Gemara, to analyze things like this. That's Duster. Of course there's such a thing as Duster. If I'm a Chacham who's looking at the chicken, he's looking at the Mara, and he has Sechel HaTera, and he knows how to analyze well. So that's Duster. But if you have a Talmud Chacham that suddenly doesn't look at Rishoyim, and he doesn't look at Tzinyoyim, and he doesn't look at Chiloyim, and he doesn't read the Chiloyim newspapers, he doesn't know English, and he doesn't know any Yiddish, so he's not looking at the chicken. So he doesn't want to hear. Doesn't want to hear the lashon hara. So how is he going to be able to pass him? So it's only if he has roch hakodesh. If he has roch hakodesh, it's okay. But that's not das tera. The expression das tera means like a chaimaiser was das tera. That's the hesped that Rav Soloveitchik delivered. I remember every 2 years they have an OU convention. So about 10 years ago, the Jewish agency published a new volume of collected drushes of Rav Soloveitchik. So one of the drushes was the hesped that he delivered by Chaim Meiser passed away in 1941, something like that. And no one had heard from this hesped. The hesped was printed then. The hesped was printed in Paradise, and it was printed quite a few places at that time. And since 1941 till 1975 or 1980, whatever, everyone had forgotten about this. So they just reprinted the hesped. They reprinted it. So someone got up. This fellow from Denver, the guy that has a newspaper. Huh?
Goldberg.
Hill Goldberg got up. That was his tour. He just said over the Hesped in English. Rabbi Soloveitchik's opinion about Duster. And Rabbi Soloveitchik said that Duster, Chamoizer was such a great guy, none of the Hesped is such a great genius. And he quoted from the Rabbi Soloveitchik quoted from the Chubis HaGoyim that they have. The Goyim had a Pesachim and Hilchas Treifus, and together with that, some kind of a comment about identifying who the Mashiach is. So Rav Soloveitchik said, the same Goyim who Paskin and Hilchas Treifus, Paskin not in Yoni Hashkofe, or in Yoni politics and so on, the same kind of Rabbanim, and the theme of the Drosha was that the same Kren Godel, where's the Choshen, where's the Tzitz? The Choshen, Paskin's, what do you say? The Tzitz is to help them Paskin Shilas from the mind, and the Choshen is the Paskin. Na'ala Mohammed, not Na'ala Mohammed. The politics have to come from the same Tamil Chacham who knows how to pass in the Kvoyes and Kashrus and Shabbos and so on. So he said, so Hillel Goldberg said at that time that this was Rav Soloveitchik's opinion in 1941. He doesn't know whether he changed his mind later. I'm not sure. And he opened the floor for discussion. So the first person raises his hand, a modern American rabbi, he raises his hand and says, where did you get this hesped from? I never heard of it. Let me go. He never heard of it. So Hillel Goldberg said, I don't know, it was just printed in the Jewish agency. One of the volumes that had Rav Soloveitchik's copyright on it. One of the ladies that did Ashkoka or one of the others, I don't know, one of those 5-6 volumes. He said, but I never heard of it. Never heard of it. Wait a minute, they made it up. Where did they make it up? So the guy, while I was listening, so the fellow next to me asked in the beginning of the hour, he said, where does it come from? So I told him, it was just reprinted, but it was originally printed 40 years ago, many years ago it was printed. So as they're playing games at the end, and this modern rabbi said he's Mikey Lakenbuck, the whole thing about salvation, he never said it. So I don't want to get involved in all my clicks, but he did say this time, say that. So the guy next to me raised and said, Rabbi Shechter said that it appeared. Why should it change his mind? Of course it didn't change his mind. I'm so glad you always felt like that. That's it. Oh yeah. So one of the people says, he knows that so glad you change his mind. How does he know? Because when we were all students and not as all Rachel Shia, that's when they started the SSSJ. I think it's the Rosh Hashanah, the Student Struggle for Soviet Jewry. I don't know if it still exists. SSSJ, SSSJ. So they started this at a time. Rabbi Teitz used to travel back and forth to Russia every year, and then they kicked them out, but they didn't come anymore. And then there was a question if we would make demonstrations in America in front of the Russian embassy and protest the way they're mistreating the Jews, would it be good for the Jews or would it be bad for the Jews? And Rabbi Teitz said it would be bad for the Jews. And Moshe Feinstein was so petrified from the communists, he was still under the pachet from the communists when he lived under the communists, so he thought it would be bad for the Jews. And Yehuda Kamenetsky also, he suffered from the communists, so his brother was under the communists. All those who suffered from the communists said it would be bad for the Jews. They shouldn't have any demonstrations in America. Leave everything the way it is. You got to make things worse. So this rabbi from before who thought that John Soloveitchik, at first he denied that he thought John Soloveitchik never said it. The whole thing is a forgery. Then he says he has a raya that John Soloveitchik must have changed his mind. First it's established that it's true. He once said it, changed his mind. How does he know? Because he was involved in founding of SSSJ. So they asked Rabbi Soloveitchik, what should they do? So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, how am I supposed to know what is good for the Jews and bad for the Jews? So he said, Rabbi Soloveitchik said, there was some professor in Colombia who was a Kremlinologist. It means an expert on the Kremlin. Kremlinologist. Rabbi Soloveitchik said, if you'll bring me the Kremlinologist. So he brought the guy, you know where he was. Brought the guy to the dormitory once on a Wednesday. Rabbi Soloveitchik spent an hour and a half talking with him. The boy explained, based on his analysis of the political situation and the political reality in Russia, why it's good for the Jews. They'll suffer in the beginning, they'll harass the Jews, but then everyone's going to have to give in, and that's what happened. That'll let the Jews go. Rabbi Soloveitchik listened an hour and a half. And after an hour and a half, so this guy was there, this bachur was there. At that time he was single. So then Rabbi Soloveitchik said, okay, go ahead. Make the group. Go ahead and do it. Make all demonstrations. So it's a raya that Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't believe in Das Torah. What was the raya? Because Rabbi Moshe Feinstein and Rabbi Tanis and Rabbi Yehuda Kamenetsky and all Rabbi Zabon all the old timers, they said no. Rabbi Soloveitchik said yes, so it's a raya, they don't believe in Das Torah. So Julie Berman was there. Julie Berman raised the things, he said, why is it a raya that he didn't believe in Das Torah? Rabbi Soloveitchik was also Das Torah. He was looking at the chicken. Like I said. And Rav Moshe suffered at the hands of the communists, and he's still petrified from the communists. Like, Rav Moshe used to give so much tzedakah, so when he used to pay his income tax, he used to declare, like, give 150% of his earnings to the American tzedakah. So he used to call him down about every other year. Every time he went to the IRS, he used to sit there. What is it sitting for? The first thing he'll do, they're going to pay another $25. He used to sit there. Because he remembers, under the communists, they used to sit there. So he was still such pachet for the communists. So Rav Moshe and the others, they weren't familiar with what was going on. Rav Soloveitchik listened to the professor, who was one of the world's biggest experts. And he said, this guy's the expert, that's what he said. Go make the demonstration. So that's what Julie Berman said. Of course he helped in Das Torah. He was the Das Torah. He listened to all the facts, and he gave his opinion. Of course there's Das Torah. Das Torah has to be Dafke. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Das Torah has to be Dafke. Rabbi Shach, so long as well. You have Rabbeim and your yeshiva, what's that Das Torah? If they look at the chicken, and they have intelligence, and they have sechel, and they know how to analyze it, they know how to read in between the lines. Sometimes a person only knows how to read a book in between the lines. Sometimes people have book knowledge, they're not smart, they don't have street knowledge, they don't have sechel. So don't ask such a guy that's about a shidduch. Don't ask such a person that makes about politics. Sometimes the big talmidei chachamim, they understand learning, but they don't understand politics. But if you have a person who does understand learning, he not only understands the letter of the law, he understands the spirit of the law. And he listens to, and he looks at the chicken, and he looks at the mara, and he analyzes it. And he comes up with a reasonable, sometimes they come up with something that's off the wall. So he's not looking, he doesn't understand. But if he understands, of course we believe in us. Then why not? We don't daven in a conservative city. Conservative means men and women mixed together usually. Years ago, there used to be conservative men and women separate without a mechitza. But that's a very ultra-orthodox thing. Conservative today means men and women together. So Soloveitchik explained that he thinks that that's an Issa Deraisa. In fact, he published this. He said that even if the only place in the community to hit the Yosheif on the first day of Rosh Hashanah when it's Deraisa is in the synagogue where they have mixed singing, he didn't speak about the separate singing without a mechitza. That he didn't talk in this. This is one of the few psalms that he published in the newspaper. Said even if that's the only place he hit Kiyas and he won't get it otherwise, he says he recommends that the people should stay home and not go to hit the Kiyas. Why? Because he held that participating in a religious ritual in the context of tefillah, to participate in the tefillahs and make sure he held that that's an Issa Deraisa, Chukasaku. He said, not fulfilling Tia Shaifers, and even a bottle of mitzvahs. He said, it's an alternative between forgoing a mitzvah, b'shemi al-tasa, fulfilling the mitzvah, violating an aver, from Yasei. So he said that you're not allowed to, you don't say Yasei Bechavesa. He said, you're not allowed to violate the aver. He said, better to not fulfill the mitzvah. So his opinion was to participate in a religious service. Let's say, if I already daven, I'm going to daven at home. On Shabbos morning, on Sunday morning, whatever the function is, I'm going to daven somewhere else. And daven in Orthodox will daven home. I'm going to come over here, they're not going to give me an aliyah, tell them in advance, I don't want an aliyah. I don't know if it's not even good, it's a doch, a kaddish, dusha, or me. The way Rav Soloveitchik said, just to listen to the kiyas, the other that's an Issa Deraisa, participating in the religious service. So my impression was, I made a mistake, my impression was that he would have thought that answering ome and a kaddish kedusha is also participating in the religious service. So he did go there. And just to look, there's a mitzvah of Soha al Tisama, mitzvah says to the Kabbalah. You have to try to be Makariot Kareim, especially if you live in a generation where they're very close to Shema. Years ago, we'll be Merachik, the conservative Jews, but they'll be angry at us. Now we'll just push them a little bit, they'll become a Shema. They'll get worse. They won't stay where they are, they won't get better, they just get worse. They'll become Mamish. Many Jews in America are becoming Shema. On the one hand, we have many Jews that are becoming Baal Tshuva. On the other hand, we have many groups that are becoming Mamish and Shema. Some of them worse than Shema. You have to participate. If the function has a kosher caterer, so you can eat that too. If the caterer is not kosher, so you can eat, but you still participate a little bit. Unless you have a mixed wedding. Let's say my cousin is marrying a girl who converted by the conservative rabbi. So if it's not a good conversion, she's marrying a shiksa. So you're not allowed to participate in the wedding. The Mishnah says in Yitin, that if a Jew is going to do Avodah Zarah Karka and Shnas HaShmita, you're not allowed to say Bimatzliach. If a Goy is going to do Avodah Zarah Karka and Shmita, you're allowed to say, have a good day, have a tzlocha, Bimatzliach. The Goy is not violating an Avodah, the Jew is. Let's say, a neighbor is driving away in his car on Shabbos morning to go to work, to go to his office. If he's a Jewish person, he can't say, have a successful day in the office. You're giving him a bracha, then he should be Matzliach and an Avodah, a Chil Shabbos. But if it's a Goy, you may say, have a tzlocha. So if a Jew is marrying a non-Jew, it's clearly an Avodah, a Chil is marrying a Gusha, something like that is clearly not there. Because any woman that is not allowed to marry. So you're not allowed to give a bracha, mazel tov, it should have nachas, it should be machsliya. You're not allowed to. And even if you don't say that, just participating in the wedding is implicit. Not participate in the religious ceremonies. You have to tell them in advance you're going to come. But we shouldn't give you an aliyah, we shouldn't give you any kibbutz. Unless it's a case, which is usually not the case, unless it's a case, by my participating in the simcha, that I may convey the impression to other people that the Orthodox Jews would consider it permissible to daven in such a shul. If that's the case, then you're not allowed to participate. That's a problem on Marisai. There are two kinds of Marisai. One kind of Marisai, people will think I'm doing an avera. The other kind of Marisai, and people will think that what I'm doing is okay, they can do it also. But most of the time, that's not the case. Usually the people all understand by now, unfortunately, it's very clear. But what did that do? They're not dominant conservative in the event. They're going to sing. I'm not going to participate in dominant. I'm going to tell them that everyone will know that I daven already in advance. I daven somewhere else. I'm just coming to the function. People are all the
problem. It's relatively well known that Harav does not fully approve of reading English literature. Would Harav say that if a person did read it?
I was an English minor.
I
that causes an English literature that most of the English majors. My time you had to have a major and a minor. Why do I disapprove of reading English literature?
I was not present at the show last year, but I was told when somebody asked Harav, he expressed a sentiment that he did not approve of the Hebrew.
I don't see the basic lesson that you get from reading English literature. Like I was a major in Hebrew literature, it's all happy courses. All the literature that we were reading was all Akhara, was an atheist, and the others were better, worse, they were all always masking, they were all good for nothing. So I learned Hebrew from it, but I didn't learn any Yerushalayim from it. I don't see what verse it looks like I'm going to get from reading the English literature. I read a lot of English literature. It's like this. It came out 50% of it is Avodah Zarah. And the same Galach, who had been thing with Yashkir, and the other 50% is the thing with the Pilakshin. All the English rabbis. They were half of them, they were Galachim. So they're always with Yashkir, and the other half of their literature is with Zionists and the Gilead rabbis. So I don't see what Meitir Hashemayim can come from reading such things. Any wonderful ideas, that's what I said. Any wonderful ideas that one can gain from reading world literature, you can get from the Talmud, read the Midrash, read the stories in the Gemara. You get the same ideas? What do you get from the secular literature in your kind of life? I think that's probably what I said. I don't like it. Yeah, I think it's a big problem. I don't like it because they only done so fair, so I'm not done with it. It's noisy and everybody's pushing. In addition, it usually brings about a chidushim. But all the people are angry, what are you waking them up? You're doubting his man Krishna, what are you waking them up? They're all still sleeping and you're bumping into the stewardesses and so on. You make everything inconvenient. I think it's terrible. I remember when they had a special, when someone from America rented a special airplane when they had the Gulf War here in Eretz Yisrael. So someone from America rented an airplane, and they said, whoever wants to go from YU should go. So that, boys and girls, everybody signed up. It was very interesting. So at that time, the people from the SLI, from the Socialization Yeshiva, told an LL flight. I'm not sure, I think it was LL. So they told LL, but they had girls from Stern College and boys from Yeshiva, said they want to have separate seating. They want to have the girls on one side. LL said, no, this is the way we run it, we're not going to listen. So they said, no, we want to have shiurim. No, this is the way they run it. So they had no choice, so they had it together. So it came time to dive in. So all the boys went to one end of the plane. So the plane was ready to... Didn't like using all the Miri out of the question. Never like the Miri.
in general, should we look at it as a bad thing to be around? Should we look at...
Sure, it's a bad thing to be around.
As opposed to...
The Rama writes in one of his letters, the Rama writes that it's Christianity has a certain power to it, that they have attuned the minds of the non-Jews to the concept of the coming of Mashiach. They hold that Yashke was Mashiach. So when the real Mashiach comes, we'll find out the truth. At least they'll be attuned to the concept of Allah. So he writes that in a certain sense, Christianity is Achana to the Zias HaMashiach. Okay. Every bad thing has some good things. Chazal says even a Molech is absolutely absolute ra. The Bnei Bonham Shel Amolech, the Bnei Bonham Shel Haman, one of the third of the Bnei Bonham. Even a Molech and even Haman, something good comes out. So the Rambam is writing about the Mile of Christianity. But it doesn't mean to say it's a wonderful thing. It's a terrible thing. Oh, the Rambam Shalom Kamad Arachman Atavari. The fact that he allows Christianity to continue in the world obviously has some good to it. Like Reform and Conservatives. So Reform and Conservatives is terrible. They've destroyed Judaism. It's unbelievable. At least it has a certain mile that in some cases, at the same time that they're destroying Judaism, in some cases they're maintaining Jewish identity from people who would have totally assimilated. At least they know that they're Jewish. So someday NCSY may get that. Someday they'll at least come visit Israel. Something they'll go to UJA. Someday there's a chance. So terrible has everything terrible. It has a certain mile too. The church is also, I don't know, meaning in good, it's stick 10 times, right?
To continue the theme about prophecy in Shimon Esrei, and the Rekha Vera Mashine, where we are wishing terrible things on meaning.
Yeah.
I have several friends who are probably classed as meaning, and it's very difficult to have Kavan in that Rekha when I'm thinking of personal tragedy.
Well, we wish them well, we wish that they should be children.
Well, yeah, but...
I don't know, I think the Tanoim who composed the Tzvila meant the Ninim who used to, the Ninim mean the original group of the Christians who used to harass the Jews, who used to encourage the Roman government to make Zeris against the Jews. That was Amisha ben Aguya. The original Bracha was composed against Amisha ben Aguya. The Yerushalmi tells the story, Amisha ben Aguya, who was the Rebbe of Armenia. After he was an Apikoros, a man by him. So Yerushalmi tells the story, he was the one who mastered to the Roman government which they was to make against the Jews to destroy the religion. So originally when they composed the Tzvila, they meant those people who were harassing the Jewish people and poisoning their death. The people who were Tinek Shemish book, so we pray for them that they should be chosen to Tshuva. We don't mean that. They don't deserve any punishment. They are not right. So they don't deserve an Einish. Everything they do is shaking.
So who does it mean, who does the Rambam refer to today?
We have many people who came from Orthodox families who became Reformed, many of the prominent Reformed and conservative rabbis who harassed the Orthodox to death came from Orthodox families and they know what's right and they know what's wrong and they're Hasidim. Those are the people, they're not Yeshivim. Came from Rav Tinek Shemish. We're praying for them. We should pray they should also be chosen to tshuva simultaneously. Okay. The Tamachatan in the earth, and the Tamachatan in the name of Yehovah. As you pray, that's how you go.